Get your Bible. Let's open them to the book of Acts. The book of Acts is a true fact. It's where the church started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. And if you didn't, if you were not here Wednesday night, let me just tell you, if you were not here Wednesday night, since you can, they are live streaming, they are recording everything, you can pull it up on your pad, or we can take other means and get it to you. Because I'm not going to go back over it because I'm teaching a series on Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. On spiritual things. And Jesus said, I'm going to read again. If you guys would put this scripture up, let me read it again in the Amplified Bible, John 14, 16 is where Jesus prayed and Jesus said, and it said, I will ask the Father, this is the Amplified Classic, and I will do what? Ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you how long? Forever. I grew up in the country. I went to a Missionary Baptist Church. It's just down the road where I was raised. A few miles down the road. Isn't that amazing? Church just a little further down the road where I grew up. I remember when we started attending church. The old song said, we have come a long way, baby. We first started out, we were going to church in a wagon. Can you imagine? Horses and a wagon. Really, I can remember that. And I remember Dolly and Fanny. He said, boy, that's right. And we finally got Charlie and Nail. And later on, we got Mabel and May. But I remember we attended church, and I was especially when we were going to church in the wagon. I remember the first truck my daddy purchased, 1954. Blue, dark blue. And he messed around, and I don't want to get off on this, but we're doing a series. And when this is over, I believe we're going to have somebody hanging off this balcony here. I'm just believing God. It's going to get just that wild. He bought a 54, I remember. And he messed around, you know, daddy, anyway. You know, driving vehicles, you're just going to have some bump ups and all that, because he'll put it anywhere. And this is when they made vehicles out of metal. I remember getting that sledgehammer trying to beat that fender out, and he had a hard time. But you better not put no sledgehammer on a fender now. I promise you. No, try it if you think I'm lying. You won't have no fender. because it's plastic. Hallelujah. And I attended church there. I grew up when I knew myself, when I was old enough to discover that I was a person, I was in church. And we went to Sunday school, and we were taught, and I remember Sunday school, we only had service once a month. That was, I think it was on the fourth Sunday, I think I'm correct. And when I discovered what a preacher was, and some of you would know him, and I knew him well when I just, his name, Reverend Joe Crawford. Some of you know him. Anybody remember him? And we have preaching Sunday once a month, but we have Sunday school every Sunday. And in Sunday school, we had, when the superintendent opened up, they would always pray the Lord's Prayer. Anybody remember that? And can you imagine? This has been some 60-something years ago, maybe 70 years ago. Because I was probably about 70, because I'm coming 77, I'll be in next month, and month after next. Amen. 77 years young. Amen. I ain't dead yet. Hallelujah. Got life and energy because the Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. So I did what I was taught, and I want y'all to listen. And what I was taught, a young kid growing up, I was scared of preachers. And I don't know if y'all remember how people used to shout. They just lose it. Amen. They throw the purse there. They'll sling their arms. And now a little kid, that frightened me. I didn't know what was going on. So, so anyway, and finally, they had me to go to the Moniz bench. I don't know why I'm telling this story, but anyway. I shook the preacher's hand like everybody else did. But to know that I was saved, I didn't know I was saved. I went to Vietnam in 1968 of August. I went to Vietnam. I left in August. I experienced some things on the battlefield. I got shot at, and I shot back at people too. I carried for my platoon, I carried an M60. I start out with an M16. I carried an M60, and I had an armor bearer who assisted me because to properly handle an M60, you need an assistant gunner and an armor bearer because it would put some bullets out there. Amen. And so I graduate from the M60 to a squad leader and so forth. And I saw a lot of things. Here's where we're going. All that time I've been in church, but my relationship with Jesus started when I got back. I was real serious because when I came out of Vietnam, and I always was a church goer, but I was more serious about my commitment, but didn't know much about the word and didn't know Jesus. And finally, one night at Midway, I went up to the altar to give my heart to Jesus, and the way they preached it wasn't clear to me. I thought you had to do this. They put emphasis on shaking the preacher's hand rather than confessing Jesus Christ. Come on. And that was why I had such a hard time receiving Jesus. But finally I found out you receive Jesus by believing that he is the Son of God. And he did what the Bible said. God raised him from the dead, and he's seated at the right hand of God. And you receive him as your own personal Savior. Then after you receive him, the Holy Spirit will bear witness to with your spirit that you are a child of God.